This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Another hour of What's on Your Mind. Hi, everybody. I'm Scott Hennon. Put this number in your speed dial, 701 number 258-0550. You can call us toll-free from wherever you're at 800-228-0550. That's 800-228-0550 on What's on Your Mind. Congressman Kevin Cramer has updated us on how he is, how his son Isaac is doing, and posted on Facebook about this a few minutes ago. So I thought I would share this with you. I know many of us are very concerned about Isaac Cramer and about how the family is doing. Here's Kevin's note. Words cannot begin to express our family's appreciation for all the support we are receiving from around the country. To the many prayer warriors who are holding us up, be encouraged. We feel it. And so does Isaac Cramer. We've been surrounded by our many family members and pastors who have prayed with us at Ike's bedside. The staff at Sanford are incredible. Since being told to call all family home on Saturday morning, we are seeing stabilization and some slight improvement. Specifically, his hemoglobin has stabilized without blood transfusions since very early Sunday morning. He has been off blood pressure assistance for 24 hours and has maintained good pressure on his own. His heart rate also has improved as they've reduced sedation. His kidneys are improving, and his temperature is down slightly. He remains critical, but instead of planning for the worst, we are planning for recovery. The pictures of there's a little picture that he's posted along with that of Abel, Ike's little brother, and then also his nephew Bo, grandson of Kevin and Chris Cramer, that are praying over him. And he says, "We believe in the power of prayer to a God who heals. God is good." So keep praying, because it's doing some good. Thought you'd appreciate that update. All right, a question we've been asking you today is, given the fact that the overwhelming force of the political discussion on Parkland, Florida, continues to be towards gun control. I just read a story. USA Today says 76%. Is that the number? Americans overwhelmingly support tougher gun laws in a new USA Today Suffolk University poll. But they also overwhelmingly agree on this: Congress isn't likely to act anytime soon. Well, good. So they got it half right. And my take, and I think most in the audience believe, we ought to focus on making schools safer. If we're mad about what happened in Parkland, Florida, and mad that every time one of these comes up, everybody gets mad, but nothing's done about it in the way of real measurable changes, what should it be? My vote early on was just go with a simple courthouse theory. Metal detectors, your bags checked. Gonna make sure, you know, you come in here, you don't have a gun. Period. Stop it at the door. Right there. And just like you have at the courthouse, somebody there to enforce the peace. To me, that makes perfect sense. Besides the one thing that will make schools safer, I have a question for you as well, because the mob mentality is taking over, folks. And the mob mentality is now scared Delta Airlines, United Airlines, and a bunch of rent-a-car companies. This is kind of a growing list now. A bunch of moving companies are doing this. We're crying out loud. Are removing partnerships they have with the NRA, where if you're a member of the NRA, you get a discount when you move or a discount when you fly. Will you change your buying behavior because of that? When you hear that, what do you think? What do you do? Boy, it made me mad this weekend to see that. And most of it was social media. I wouldn't doubt most of it's bots. How many real people, honestly answer this question, folks, how many real people said, Boy, oh boy, I'm mad at that Delta Airlines. They offer discounts to NRA members? What's wrong with NRA members? All they do is get up every day and follow the law, exercise their Second Amendment rights on occasion. You got a problem with them? I think this is fake. This is some bot-generated, ridiculous plot to make Delta Airlines, and by the way, United Airlines, too. Those are the two big airlines, United and Delta. Sorry. You should be punished by consumers for this stupid decision to succumb to a media / social media mob. Ridiculous in my mind. But I'm curious if you'll act differently because of that. Let's get back to the phones. 258-0550. Text Todd or I. 367-2054 for me. 226-8503 for Todd. Luke and Bismarck, go ahead.
Good morning, Scott. First off, I want to thank you and Todd for bringing this program on the air and hosting it. And second off, with a comment that a gentleman made earlier, he said that video games desensitize children. I agree. However, it's not the video game's fault. It's the parents' fault. Every one of those video games is labeled with an ESRB rating. And what that means is that there is a rating on there that says, hey, you should be this age to play this game. And if parents are not preventing their children from buying it or allowing their children to play it, it's their fault, not the child's fault. That's all I had. Thank you.
That's a good point. It's a good point. And quite honestly, you could say, where are the parents in a lot of these cases where we say, what, wait a minute here. How did this young man or one young woman go wrong? Now, it doesn't always happen, but, you know, there's signs there. And certainly having more of a relationship with your children, knowing what they're watching, knowing what they're playing, what it's rated, all a fair point, Luke. Fair point. Bob in Watford City, you're next on What's on Your Mind. Go ahead.
Well, I agreed with you about metal detectors and so on, and I was wondering what got de Blasio to pull them out of the New York schools.
I don't know. You're saying they had them in New York schools and then they took them out?
Yeah, I don't know. You probably remember I was a little kid at the time, and I remember hearing about school shootings in New York, and then I remember seeing the video of all of these metal detectors going up in all the schools, and they had wands and security guards. And then I hear that they got pulled out, and I wanted to know why.
And you never saw why anywhere?
Yep, I never heard why they got pulled out of there.
Well, if de Blasio had something to do with it, it wouldn't surprise me. This is a guy that thinks you ought to go to jail if you drink a 36-ounce soda, for crying out loud. I mean, banning pop, for crying out loud. That you're all so stupid in New York City that you need him to decide what's a good drink choice or not. You know, this is how they think. So I don't know. I don't know why he'd take him out. I don't know the answer to that. Can't help you there. I'll do a little dig and see if I can find something. So stay tuned, Bob. Okay. Jim and Moorhead, you're next on What's on Your Mind. Go ahead.
Yeah. The metal detector idea is an excellent idea in my opinion, but, you also need some armed people to run those metal detectors, and I've heard hiring veterans to do such a thing would be a great idea. When I was younger, I guess, not when I was a kid, but maybe that far back, I used to hear, don't let a kid or don't make a good kid go bad by leaving your keys in the car. And I guess that's one of the whole premises of things that are wrong is we just assume that kids are just great and good until they turn bad for some other reason, like keys in a car makes them go bad. It doesn't. It's how we teach our kids, how we bring them up. You know, the whole issue isn't as easy as the one side would like to make it, as, you know, that it's just about guns. It's a deep heart issue that has been decay has been happening for so many years that it's going to take generations to bring it back. It isn't a one-size-fits-all problem anymore.
No question about it. It's not. And it, I mean, to me, it's a cultural problem, right? It's a problem of the heart and hardened hearts. And, you know, our culture has led to that. We've talked about that before. We talked about the why right after this happened. And you can't fix that quickly. So in the meantime, you got to make schools safe, right? And find a solution. And I think we've identified some good ones.
What better idea for school choice to come up than this yahoo's down there, that sheriff's department that comes to an agreement like they did? I mean, if that isn't a big poster for school choice, I don't know what is.
No kidding. Jim, thanks for the call. Appreciate that. Did find an article from October of 2017. CBS2 did an interview with de Blasio, and there had been an increase in the number of weapons found in classrooms across the city. So they put in the metal detectors into a Bronx school the day after two students were stabbed and there was a fatality in 2017. De Blasio then said, "Do we aspire to a society where every kid has to go through a metal detector to go to school? No." So de Blasio said he didn't want those metal detectors in. So that's the answer to the previous question. I'm not surprised.
Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Find the easy links at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
Being equipped for tomorrow starts today. Buy now to save on the New Holland equipment you need from your local Northern Region New Holland dealer. You can take advantage of 0% financing plus cashback options on select New Holland tractors, hay, and harvesting equipment. This is a limited-time offer, so don't wait. Stop by your local Northern Region New Holland dealer today to see how much you can save. For commercial use only, customer participation subject to credit qualification and CNH Industrial Capital America LLC approval. Standard terms, conditions, and other restrictions apply. Down payment may be required.
Central Steel Building and Construction in Carrington is your source for the outstanding Shivers Performance System. Shivers' revolutionary CompuDrive Command Center is a fully automatic, computerized control offering you precision, control, efficiency, and capacity, assuring your grain is dried to your exact specifications. Minimize your drying costs and maximize your profits. Let Shivers handle your grain. Check out your Shivers system today at grainstuff.com or call 701-652-2886. Central Steel Building and Construction, your source for Shivers Performance System.
Welcome to Soybean Minute, your source for timely soybean news.
I'm North Dakota Soybean Council Director Joe Morkin of Castleton. We invite North Dakota farm women to our Soybean Marketing Seminar for Women, March 13th at NDSU's Commodity Trading Room, located in Berry Hall in Fargo. Naomi Bloom will lead the one-day seminar. Ms. Bloom is an expert at advising farmers how to manage their cash marketing needs and properly use futures and options. Naomi helps farmers understand the importance of managing basis, delivery point considerations, cash flow, and contracts. This program is designed specifically for women involved in North Dakota soybean production. Come learn and network in a friendly environment with colleagues making the same decisions on their farms. Again, Soybean Marketing Seminar for Women, March 13th at NDSU's Commodity Trading Room, located at Berry Hall in Fargo. Deadline to register is March 6th. Register online at ndsoybean.org.
This message is brought to you by the North Dakota Soybean Council and the Soybean Checkoff.
One out of four people listening to my voice right now could die from heart disease. This could be your last year, and you don't even know it because you don't know the early warning signs. If you think you're safe because your cholesterol levels are normal, think again, because studies show that 75% of heart attack patients also had normal cholesterol levels. Let me introduce you to Strauss Heart Drops, a world-famous heart and brain formula made in Canada. It's time-tested and will give you clinical results in 90 days or your money back. Learn more at signsofheartdisease.com. They are shipping free this month.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Listening to a radio program on the Northern Plains, brought to you in part by our friends at High Plains Apache. Tell you what, go big or go home. Go with the businessman sprayer. That's the that is the best of the best. When you spray as much as you do, You want the best, right? The best support from guys you know. Who knows spray application? Nobody knows spray application like the guys in High Plains Apache. Tips, parts, service, a full line of new and used spray application and precision farming equipment, including Apache self-propelled sprayers. High Plains Apache. Call them, 663-2375. Stop and see them in Mandan or south of Fargo, exit 60, across from Walmart. Beautiful frontier, North Dakota. Online at highplainsapache.com. There you go.
Mm-hmm.
Quick survey here. Will United Airlines, Delta Airlines, Enterprise, Alamo, and National Rent-A-Car, Wyndham Hotels, Best Western Hotels, MetLife, LifeLock, Norton Antivirus, Hertz, Allied Van Lines, North American Van Lines, Paramount, and Chubb Insurance. That's the list of the most that are available now. Part of this growing list of companies ending their partnerships with the National Rifle Association as part of a hashtag boycott NRA effort. Cause you to do something differently. Will you do business differently as a result of that?
Because the guns did it all by themselves, right?
Oh, my gosh. It's like schoolyard stuff. And a big social media campaign. I bet half these people are bots. They aren't even people. I mean, who gets up and says, First National Bank of Omaha, didn't I once see something about the NRA and the First National Bank of Omaha? Yeah, I'm going to send them a note, tell them I'm done with them because I see that they do something. Oh, please. This is, you know what this is, folks? This is the Dakota Access Pipeline. This is the Dakota Access Pipeline. And thankfully, people like Kelsey Warren and the team at Energy Transfer Partners knew the game, right? Because this is the same stuff they tried with the U.S. Bank Stadium. Remember that whole thing? This is the game. This is how the left works. It's a mob mentality. It's keyboard warriors, folks.
It's fifth grade all over again.
It's not real people working for a living. I just want to know if you're going to respond to it. Tell you what, the next time I have to think about it, I am absolutely, absolutely positively going to go out of my way not to do Delta or United Airlines when I have to fly. Thankfully, I can go American. I can go, you know, same thing in business. You can go. You have choices. We have choices. There's more than two airlines here. And Rent-A-Car, you are so done. Alamo. I'm going to remember the Alamo, all right. You're done. National, Enterprise, bye-bye. Tell me if you're thinking the same way. Let's go to the phones at 258-0550. Oh, you're on What's on Your Mind. Go ahead. Hello?
Hello?
Hi, what's on your mind?
I'm just calling to comment on gun control in schools. I think a good way to go about it anymore nowadays in such a virtual world and technological world, I mean, our police departments in town are pretty centralized as far as one building with a lot of different officers that are there. If there's a possibility to create an atmosphere where you have different offices that are within the police department incorporated inside the school buildings, to get more relationships between police and kids alongside of having police that are actually at the school when they're doing all their work instead of sitting in a police department on top of having, you know, your metal detectors and better mental health options out there for kids who are struggling and don't know they are struggling.
Yeah, interesting approach. One version that's been discussed in North Dakota, where highway patrolmen evidently do a lot of paperwork in their cars, and some of the schools that are in more of the rural areas, away from law enforcement. Kirsten Basler told us that she has talked to Colonel Gerhardt about the idea of, you know, highway patrol using the schools, which I think is a great idea. I don't know that it's enough of a fix in that if the car is gone,
somebody's going to go further.
Yeah, I mean, somebody. To me, it has to be a permanent presence. Otherwise, it's not going to be a deterrent. But you have a good point. I mean, more of that interaction might help in many ways besides just protect the school at that particular moment. So appreciate that. Mark emails, what law is there in which the school, the local sheriff, the local police chief, or the FBI could take this kid's gun away before he broke the law? Well, if there were, some reports of up to 30 calls for service from that family, clearly there were issues and threats. I think there are issues. If he's identified as a potential threat, yes, then he could be. No doubt about it. But that's tricky, too. It's a fair point. Tom and Fargo, what's on your mind?
Well, I've been an electrical engineer doing building safety consulting since before Columbine back in the 90s. And first of all, I'd like to say metal detectors logistically are a very huge challenge for schools. Just look at the TSA. Look, if you want to keep school safe, yeah, train your teachers to do the escape, evade, engage. If teachers want to carry guns, let them carry them. If not, train them how to evade. And thirdly, instead of the metal detectors, every school should have a gunpowder sniffing attack mascot dog.
Good questions, good comments, good suggestions, Tom. Thank you very much. Here's a bunch of emailers, texters rather. As an NRA member, I have heard that the NRA memberships are increasing because of these national companies boycotting the NRA. They might be, but I still think those companies shouldn't be given a pass. I'd have to go with the metal detector idea. And you took the right words right out of my mouth immediately. Dappled protesters came to mind. Totally childish. We love it when we take the words right out of your mouth, but we'd prefer you tell us before. Never mind. As a life member of the NRA, I'm going to boycott those companies, make a donation to the NRA, and go buy an AR-15. I heard about the boycott move against the NRA last week, so I went to the NRA's website and signed up, says another. As an NRA member, I'll boycott these companies. Well, they're pouring in. If airlines weren't pandering, they'd stop allowing guns and checked baggage. Such BS. Another says Bloomberg was the anti-soda New York mayor. De Blasio's worse. Oh, was it? Was it Bloomberg that did the soda? Oh, my. First National Bank of Omaha is another company that is boycotting the NRA. All Shields cards are through them. Shields sells guns, so please ask Shields to consider a different bank. Very good point. I boycott any business that cuts ties with the NRA or bans guns on their premises, says another. Scott, are the people of North Dakota willing to pay higher taxes to arm teachers in schools, or are schools expected to cut programs to pay for the cost? There'd be a cost, there's no doubt about that, but I don't think anybody'd say our kids being safer is not worth it. More coming up.
We want to know what's on your mind, so call and tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
This life full of moments, big moments, small moments, and life's in-between moments. It's about missing out on nothing and celebrating everything. It's how we at First International Bank and Trust live first and have been for over 100 years. We help dreams come true, one customer, one moment at a time. First International Bank and Trust. Live first.
Member FDIC. Equal housing lender.
Denny's new Dolce de Leche Crunch pancakes remind me of our favorite Spanish bakery.
Like Denny's Denny's?
Yep, Denny's Denny's.
You should try my dulce de leche sauce. It's so good that years from now, Denny's will take inspiration from my recipe and create delicious pancakes that have cinnamon crumb topping that's cooked into two fluffy pancakes and served with a warm dulce de leche sauce.
That's oddly specific, but they sound great.
Denny's new Dolce de Leche Crunch pancakes, just a part of our seriously upgraded menu. For limited time only, price and participation may vary.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, Do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Here's a special message for those of you who owe the IRS at least $10,000 or more in back taxes. The IRS has special programs in place that could eliminate or reduce your tax debt by thousands of dollars. Call the Federal Tax Management Helpline that has been set up for you, 800-503-8625. Stop the wage garnishments, levies, and tax liens now. Once you've qualified and enrolled, the IRS will stop all the collection activities against you. These unique programs have been allocated to help the economy and significantly reduce or eliminate your tax burden. The IRS is currently accepting reduced settlements and other favorable programs. You may qualify for substantial savings, so get the help you need. If you owe more than $10,000 in taxes, call for free information and to see if you qualify. Take down the number now for the Federal Tax Management Hotline, 800-503-8625. That's 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
On What's On Your Mind. Fascinating conversation today. We'll pick it up here in a little bit. And the text pouring in as well, so keep those coming. And, you know, it's refreshing, honestly, to have that kind of conversation that I think, number one, produces some solutions. That's the most important part of this, rather than just saying, all right, we got an issue to try and advance our cause, right? I mean, we're actually dealing with an issue that might, in fact, prevent other families from having to go through something like this. So, appreciate that, and we'll wrap up at the end of the hour. I have some texts I haven't gotten to and a couple of calls as well. I want to tell you right now, though, about Fraud Watch Lunch and Learns. They're going to be coming up in Grand Forks, Fargo, Minot, and Bismarck. Grab your pen and paper and get it close, and we'll give you the exact dates in a moment. Josh Askvig is here. Josh is the state director for AARP. They put on these Fraud Watch Lunch and Learns. We've talked about them before, and a new round of them coming up. Josh, thanks for joining us. How are you?
Hey, Scott. I'm great. How are you?
Wonderful.
It is Although, it's beautiful in Bismarck. I don't know what it's like in Fargo, but we finally have a nice day.
Yeah, I know. Phil Parker was rubbing it in my face. It was going to be like 40 degrees or something. I think the east is a little cooler, as usual. So you got us up by about 10 degrees today, but that's okay.
That's all right.
Just get in the car and come to Bismarck later.
I wasn't going to say it, but we'd always welcome you to Bismarck as well. So
follow the warmer temps. I love that. But we appreciate our partnership with the AARP. What we've done with Josh and his team is say, you know, we're areas that we can agree on. And I don't know about you folks, but the idea of anybody being scammed just frosts me. You know, and there's so much of it out there that you can't even believe it. So the best thing is, as a disinfectant, is just a whole lot of sunshine, a whole lot of discussion and talk to make sure you know what's going on, and also arm yourself with the ability to spot this stuff. So these Lunch and Learns are great. I mean, scams aren't going away. They seem to be increasing, aren't they, John?
Yeah, well, when you consider that every two seconds, Scott, so just the time it took me to say that very, very thing right there, someone's identity got stolen. And so that's why AARP launched the Fraud Watch Network. It's to arm people of all ages with the tools they need to spot and avoid these scams. And then also at that Fraud Watch Network, it has resources for if they are the unfortunate victim of a scam, where they can get connected to try and recoup and rebuild as well. As you know, story after story continues to come out about folks being scammed or having their identity stolen or someone trying to take advantage of them. And so we've been working really hard, and that's why we continue to do different education and outreach events to try and say to folks, hey, if you get that call that's supposedly your grandchild in Mexico, hang up, call your loved one and find out, is your grandchild even in Mexico? Because what you'll often find out is they probably aren't, and they don't really need money to get bailed out of jail. It's a scam, and it's one that continues to go here. And so we appreciate the partnership with you as well, Scott, to continue to educate folks about this, about how they can have access to a free resource to protect themselves and their family from these really, really disgusting folks, in my opinion, that are trying to prey on vulnerable individuals.
The stolen identity thing, anytime you hear about somebody that has gone through that ordeal, it is a mess to try and unwind yourself from. What are the things that are most prevalent when somebody's trying to steal your identity? I know there are all kinds of things you can do to prevent that, like shredding things you put in the garbage and all that, but what tricks of the trade, if you will, should we be on the lookout for when it comes to someone that's trying to steal our identity?
Well, I think, you know, the three things, and if you want all of the details and you want to actually hear from the experts, I'd encourage folks, if they're in Grand Forks, Fargo, Minot, or Bismarck, to sign up for the Lunch and Learns we have coming up March 6th in Grand Forks, March 7th in Fargo, March 13th in Minot, and March 14th in Bismarck. And if you can't get there, you can always visit our Fraud Watch Network website. But the two things that I always take away every time I hear folks talk about this is, one, there's always going to be a request and a sense of urgency to a request of a need for money. In other words, it's got to happen right now. No, you know, this is going to happen to you right away if you don't do this right now. And always this sense of it has to happen immediately or else, right? And so that urgency is always a part of that. I think the other thing you'll always find is that they're never willing to provide a lot of detail. It's usually pretty vague. It's usually pretty generalized in terms of the discussion. And so that urgency piece, and that if they can't provide a lot of details that would seem common sense, there's probably you're probably being played, and it's probably a scam. The other thing is that at the Fraud Watch Network website, you can actually go in, and ARP's put together what's called the Con Artist Playbook. So we've actually sat down and interviewed former con artists who reveal those steps of how they're stealing people's hard-earned money and how they did it to warn people so they can understand, hey, this is the tricks and tips they use. And so you can find all those resources. They're free at fraudwatchnetwork.org. Which is a great resource. And I oftentimes, when I get called from folks about, does this seem fishy, we'll go to that website and pull up that con artist playbook and say, oh, yep, here it is, page seven. You know, here's the basic script or format they're using. And again, it usually has to do with some sort of urgency. And then they're usually trying to prey on some sort of emotion with vague details in that part.
I remember my grandparents, who are long gone now, lived in Canby, Minnesota. I think I'm trying to remember late 80s, early 90s when they passed away. But they would get all kinds of scam mail about lotto winnings,
mm-hmm.
Lottery winnings. And they would ask me about it whenever I'd visit. And I always say, just keep them in a pile and I'll look at them. Every one of them was just total scam, right? I mean, just a few with the stamps you put on and send it off. But I always thought, I mean, how cruel. You're preying on elderly people that, you know, are thinking, oh, this is legit and trusting in something because it came in the mail. And that's still going on, isn't it? I mean, that's one of the big ones. They still try and fake sweepstakes or lottery winnings or money that you have coming. They still peddle that stuff a lot, don't they?
I had one at my own home this weekend, Scott. Same thing, opened the mail, and it said, hey, send us your $50 here, and you can collect, I don't remember how much it was, a couple hundred thousand bucks. And I thought, yeah, right. You know, and they make it sound real easy and real simple, and, you know, and it, oh my gosh, can you believe you won this huge sum of money, and all you have to do is, you know, send us your Social Security number and $50, and we'll get you your check, you know. And then, sure enough, almost every time you send them that, and then you'll never hear from them. And then guess what? They now have your Social Security number and are off running, perpetrating more scams, probably at your expense, or stealing your identity. And as you referenced earlier, to get out of that knot is extremely complex and often at great expense, not only emotionally, but on your wallet, oftentimes as well, and certainly trying to get your life back in order is very difficult at best. And so, again, that's why we're doing not just the website, but actually going out to the four largest communities for now and doing Lunch and Learns. Grand Forks again, March 6th, Fargo, March 7th, Minot, March 13th, and Bismarck, March 14th. They're all Lunch and Learns, so we do 90 minutes. People come in. We're going to have the North Dakota Attorney General's office there from their Consumer Fraud Protection Division. We're going to have some local law enforcement and the North Dakota Securities Department to talk about what they're seeing and what you can do and understand what's happening right here in North Dakota. And there's folks who would be amazed at the stories that our Attorney General's office and the Securities office can tell and the local law enforcement about things that have happened to probably your neighbors and others right in your community.
So remember, phony winnings, fake sweepstakes, a threat to have you arrested for non-payment of taxes. This is all sort of their game, and they want information that they can, as Josh said earlier, steal your identity. So no. But the nice thing about these Lunch and Learns is you got real resources there to arm you with all kinds of facts to help you prevent any of this and protect yourself so that that it doesn't happen. So Grand Forks, Tuesday the 6th, as Josh said, 11:30 to 1 at the Alara Center. Fargo, 11:30 to 1 at the Fargo Dome on Wednesday the 7th. Minot, Tuesday the 13th, 11:30 to 1 at the Grand International Hotel, and then Bismarck, Wednesday the 14th, 11:30 to 1 at the Ramcota Hotel. There is no cost to attend, so that's a good deal, but registration is required. So you can register online at the Fraud Watch Lunch and Learns by visiting aarp.org/nd or call 877-926-8300, 877-926-8300. I said there was no cost to attend, but you are encouraging people to bring a non-perishable food item that will be donated to the Great Plains Food Bank to do some good while you're educating folks, right?
That's exactly right. So if you forget your non-perishable item, no worries, but we certainly encourage it, trying to help feed those less fortunate as well that might struggle and help combat hunger as well. But there is no cost to attend, but we do need you to register so we know how many meals to buy. And hope that you can come out and learn something and maybe even teach a few things that you're seeing as well and so we can keep track of this and arm others to prevent themselves from being scammed or taken advantage of.
I'm glad you're doing it. Thank you, Josh. Appreciate the update. All the best to you.
Sounds good, Scott. We'll talk soon.
You bet. Take care.
Okay.
Texter says, I just canceled my LifeLock membership. So it sounds like you're going to need that Lunch and Learn due to their stance against the NRA. They didn't like that reason. I bet they're hearing it a lot, I would guess. Hope so. Jerry Mapleton, what's on your mind? Are you there, Jerry?
Yes. Good morning, Scott.
Hello, sir.
Hey, Scott, nobody ever talks about 30 people in our country that die of drunken drivers every day. Every day in this country, and that's okay, I guess. And nobody talks about 1,500 people that get stabbed to death every year in our country, and plus all the chokings and all the stuff. There's no way you're ever going to make it 100%. I don't care what you do, anybody, but then, of course, guns. And why do we have the Second Amendment? Not for shooting deer or any other stuff. It's for protecting us against our government, right? Isn't that why we got Second Amendment, yeah, huh?
Well, I would also, they forget what it's there for, the intent of the Founding Fathers. But you find me anybody in the mainstream legacy, old media, fake news enterprise that gives a whit about the Constitution. You ever hear them talk about it? Explain
no.
it? Pull it out,
no.
tie it to something in the news? Of course not. It's unbelievable.
No. No.
And I, one I'd add to your list, you know, we have a Parkland, Florida school shooting equivalent, and then some every week in downtown Fargo at the state's only abortion clinic as well.
Yeah.
You want a travesty, you know, think yeah. about that. Every week it happens. Same
Every
number
week.
Of children. Incredible. Thank you, Jerry. More coming up.
Serving the Northern Plains, this is What's on Your Mind. Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
If you're a foreman for an oil company, listen up. Eric from Delta Constructors wants your business. Here's what they can do for you.
We can do turnkey well sites, flow lines, set your pump jacks, fabricate conditioning modules, modular skids, tank batteries. We can do electrical and mechanical design, survey work, field engineering on the electrical and mechanical side, pipe insulation. We do have portable fire trailer.
Turnkey solutions. One call does it all. Call Eric, 406-250-8151 or deltaconstructors.net.
Jesse here from Precision Concrete Cutters. Rumor has it we don't work during the winter. Not true. Fact is, lack of moisture is a big cause of foundation damage. Can't see it? If your doors and windows won't open or close properly, perhaps the drywall is cracking around them, there's a good chance that you have a foundation problem. Don't wait until spring to fix it. Contact us. Go online to PCCND.com. That's PCCND.com. And let Precision Concrete Cutters help you get a jump on spring.
Hi, it's Scott Hannon here with a very special invite for you to see the most beautiful spot in North Dakota. The Teddy Roosevelt National Park North Unit near Watford City, North Dakota. I tell you what, folks, this view is unlike any you've seen in our great state. I'm not kidding. It's one of the many reasons I love Watford City. There's so much to do, there's so much to see, and there's great places to stay. And we have a very special offer just for our What's On Your Mind listeners. Stay at the Roosevelt Inn and Suites, the Watford, the Little Missouri Inn and Suites, Teddy's Presidential Suites, or the Mainstay Suites for 10% off your best night's stay. A great price. Just use the promo code BESTOFTHEWEST. And we'll give you a coupon buck for all kinds of things. Free ice cream, range balls at Fox Hills, and floral arrangements, and appetizers, and even a certificate for a great deal at a Japanese steakhouse and sushi bar, the Tokyo. You'll love it. That and more. So much to do, so much to see in Watford City, North Dakota. And the Best of the West deal. 10% off your stay, plus a great coupon book.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Cell Health Institute has come to North Dakota. I am so thankful. Knee pain. If you've got knee pain, or maybe it's the lower back, neck, shoulders, hips, joint pain, check out the must-attend stem cell therapy educational seminars for solutions for that pain. Cutting-edge information that could really help change the way you live. Check it out online at stemcelltherapyforpain.com. stemcelltherapyforpain.com. Then call and get signed up, 1-888-973-1560, 1-888-973-1560.
We've got a couple of calls today about the investigative work of a number of folks related to a arrangement, I'll call it, between the school in Broward County, the other schools, and law enforcement related not to basically not enforce the law. If you want to read about that, get kind of, I just encourage you to decide for yourself. I've seen enough there that I believe this needs a thorough investigation, and I hope it gets there. I think one of the reasons that you get a mob mentality of people say, gun control, gun control, gun control, is because they're aware of part of this. And there's so many things that are a mess in this whole thing, right? I mean, you got four police officers being on the scene when the shooting begins, but they waited outside. Red flag. You have the FBI that knew about this shooter, knew about his desires for mayhem and violence, and, multiple law enforcement visited this guy 39 times for various episodes of violence and criminality. 39 times. All right? So that's a bit of a mess. And so it's there's a lot of issues that need to be investigated. But if you go to Constitution.com, there's also The Last Refuge, The Conservative Treehouse, are a couple, and check this out, you'll know more. The most important part of this story, according to this reporting, involves that school district and local police colluding to lay the foundation for this tragedy, because 6 years ago, they decided that, hey, the data really makes us look bad, and so we need to not enforce the law so the data looks back and we get more of these, and actually entered into a relationship with the local police force and concluded that a deal that would ensure the police stop arresting so many of their students. I kid you not. So find out more about it. Constitution.com is one of the places digging into this. I hope this goes mainstream and soon. Jim in Bismarck, what's on your mind?
Scott?
Yes, sir.
Hey, Scott, I got a funny one for you. I had a very democratic liberal friend this weekend that was visiting, and I collect a lot of guns, so he says, I need to know where I can get an AR-15. And I said, what do you want that for? He said, well, I want it before they get banned. And I'm thinking to myself, really? You guys talk out so much, so I thought that was hilarious. I think every Democrat liberal in the country should just turn in all their guns, and then when they need protection, they can use that little knife in the room. Because you know how well a knife does against a gun. The second thing is, with Heidi Heitkamp, and I still can't forget the way she high-fived and that. I really got to say, in the state of North Dakota, anybody who believes in God, the Father, and the Holy Spirit, and would vote for someone that is for killing a child, I hope they realize someday they have to meet Jesus Christ in answer to that. So anybody vote for them, shame, shame, shame. Thank you, Scott.
Jim, thank you. I appreciate the call. I, too, was outraged about the high five. I can't equate it to any other thing. I've been frustrated, obviously, many times over many decisions made by elected leaders in North Dakota over umpteen years covering them. But that vote, number one, such a sensitive issue, and then to have a little celebration with Chuck Schumer after, is just unforgivable. But we're not alone. We're not alone. Somebody just sent me a note, said, where is it? It voted, I know. It voted for Heidi Heitkamp last time and said recently had coffee with three other people that done the same thing, and that issue was reason for them not to vote for her this time. Four of us the other night all voted for Heidi last time, not this time around. How about that? All right, who's next? Dorothy in Minot. Dorothy, tell me what's on your mind.
Yeah, Scott, I have kind of a statement, then I have a question for you. In Minot, you were talking about the Florida sheriff problem, how they made this agreement to not bother these kids. But in Minot, and I'm not sure people in town here are aware that Minot has an alternative school where youngsters that are troubled or unable to function and troublemakers have an alternative school. Get rid of them. You know, it sounds almost like the Florida situation, where because these kids can't function in a regular school, we have alternative schools. No, get rid of them. That'll help pay for metal detectors. And
Then you send those kids on the street without an education. No, I'm not, and that's not unusual. I've heard them call it community schools, other places as well. I think it's more to take a disruption out of the other schools than it is anything else, and work with them. And obviously, if, to the extent any would be violent, they would know, and there'd be less of them, I guess.
But,
would be the reason,
you know, it also goes to the fact that the school boards are collecting more money from the feds.
Could be for that, sure. Dorothy, call tomorrow if you would. We'll finish this conversation. Gotta go. God bless you.
Hurry to Hot Springs Spas and Pool Tables, too, right now, because the deals are incredible. Vince is with me to tell me why. 60 months, no interest financing, cash discounts right now on your showroom models. What's going on?
We're excited to get our 2018 inventory in on the showroom floor, where we lock it down for 6 months. So right now, we have a lot of 2017 inventory remaining, and we'd like to find a home for it. And in doing so, you can save some money.
Big money, folks. Come on in right now. Use the promo code ACE with your Hot Springs Spa staff member. You'll get an additional savings of up to $1,900. Remember that promo code ACE. Saunas, hot tubs, game tables, pool tables. They've got it all, and pools and more right here. Plus, every day made better. What's that mean?
Well, that means every time you sit in hot water, you're better. You're better physically. You're better mentally. You're better relationally. Just know that you are better because of 101 degree water and what it does for the circulatory system and the body in general. And that's why we say every day made better.
They're in West Fargo, Grand Forks, Bismarck, Minot, and now Devil's Lake too. Hot Spring Spas and pool tables too. Remember the promo code ACE.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
Age-related macular degeneration is a leading cause of blindness in people over 55, but with treatment it can be slowed down, stopped, and in some cases reversed. Make sure you see your grandchildren grow. Protect your vision by requesting information about diagnosing and treating AMD. Call the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS for a free packet on reversing or managing AMD, or go to the website fightblindness.org, where I found so much helpful information, or again, call 1-800-BLINDNESS today.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call, 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.